When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Definitely, specifically know that Jocelyn was in shorts, running shorts, some top, who knows, and a puffer vest with like eccentric gym shoe, a shoe sock combo that maybe most people wouldn't intend to be together. And then like Lil's was just like cool boots, like cool edgy boots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Overshare, the podcast. I'm Lily, and I'm here with Joss, and you're looking very shiny.
You know, thank you for noticing. I did this just for you.
Thank you.
I was thinking, honestly, just in looking at my own reflection as we record this, that I look very like wet weasel. Like
you, I mean, you look soaking wet. You're literally shining.
I've never looked more like Weird Al in my entire life. And honestly, I think I'm okay with it. Like,
are you going to give us an explanation or are we just
so I took a shower. I took a shower today and I put in a little hair product and it's looking a little crunchy. And
it's not the hair, it's the face for me.
Oh, okay. Well, the hair is equally as terrifying, but my face is slathered in vitamin C oil, which is supposed to make you more youthful. And I believe anything. So we'll see if it works.
I mean, I should try that. My face is a fucking disaster. Actually, it's the clearest it's been in a while, but you can't really see it anyway if you're watching on YouTube. But
I think you look fantastic. Thanks. You really do. You look gorgeous. Your face, what are you doing over there to get it?
Well, speaking of skincare, should we just dive into our Over It?
Yes, we shall.
So Over It.
What she said.
Okay, so what I'm over this week is... I don't know if you, I feel like I shouldn't spread this anymore because it's the reason that I'm over it, but I'm stupid. So basically, Lisa came to me and showed me this TikTok that was a dermatologist saying, oh, everyone uses those like pimple patches, but did you know that they make them in Band-Aid form that are the hydrocolloid, how you say it? It like sucks the moisture and dirt out of it. So it does the same thing as those stickers, but they'll have them in like big patches, like yay big.
It's my gosh.
Like 2 inches. You can get different sizes. So, and personally, I think they work better because they also stay on longer than zip stickers are like 6 hours. This is like, oh, you keep it up for 2 to 3 days because it's supposed to be for like an actual wound.
Yes.
Which by the time I'm putting the stickers on mine, they're usually actual wounds. So this is perfect. So this was all great. And for like a couple weeks, I would go to CVS and even my own little
hack. I have to chime in. I did notice because I have zit stickers as they're called and they're little. And I've been noticing when we like FaceTime that you literally have like a zit sticker the size of your whole face. I was confused.
That's the Mighty Patch brand does make a long one, but they're expensive. And it's like, I think it's like $15 for a few of them. Mm-hmm. But if you get CVS Band-Aid brand, it's like literally $6 and it comes with 10 of them. So I'm like, perfect. That's way cheaper. I'm spending so much money on these. That's going to be amazing. But apparently this all went viral because of TikTok. And now Lisa and I go to every CVS in the area. They're all sold out. None of them have them.
Really?
And they don't restock them. But I like the CVS brands. The Band-Aid one actually kind of rips my skin off a little bit.
Wait, have we called CVS yet? Just to inquire like the corporate level about their Band-Aids?
No, we have not. We have not. But Lisa and I just keep going to different ones.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to have to hit up the CVS, my local CVS, and see if I can get to the bottom of this caper for
That'd
you.
That's great. Thank you.
Because this sounds crazy. And also, by the way, you need to add like zit removal Band-Aid sticker expert to your bio on Instagram. Because
I have tried all of them.
You literally have.
But then I'll have a moment where I'm like, oh my God, my face looks pretty good today. And then I'm like, wait, it was 2 months ago that this round of face disaster started that I'm like, oh, it only took 2 months. And then it'll be like another day and it's going to be back.
Well,
so
really
I should just go to the dermatologist. But I'm over basically that TikTok hacks are like super helpful, but then it makes everything sold out because everyone finds out.
That is true. I also...
Double-edged sword.
I love TikTok. And I think I told you on a recent episode, I've made like $3 on TikTok.
Oh yeah. You told me you're in the partner program.
Yeah. I'm an influencer on TikTok now. And so far I've made like $3.10. So I feel like I'm glad I'm monetizing my content.
P.S. I watched part of there's a new HBO documentary called Fake Famous. Uh-huh. And they get like three people.
Is it about us?
Well, a bunch of our friends are in it as like, just like references to like influencers. And I'm like,
that's hilarious.
And not in good ways. And I'm like, oh.
How mean, HBO? How mean?
But what are you over?
Okay. So I was actually thinking about our guest today and the fact that she is a diehard concert fan and I know she loves Taylor Swift, and it brought me to something I'm over involving Taylor Swift. And before the Swifties come for me, just hear me out. Okay. So back, when did Taylor Swift's Folklore Part 2 Evermore come out? Was that December or November?
December, I think.
Great. So back in December, when the goddess that she is dropped this new album. Congratulations to her, by the way. When she dropped this album, she also dropped a bunch of new merch. Now, one of my agents, who I love as a friend, Amanda, hopefully she's not listening to this. If she is, please put on your rabbit ears. So anyways, she loves Taylor Swift. She's like a diehard Swiftie. So I thought, oh, perfect. For Christmas, for a gift, I'll buy her some of this new merch, which were these like earrings that are really cute. Taylor is making a ton of really cute merch. So back at the beginning of December, I ordered these and I knew like, oh, with all the shipping delays because of COVID, it might be delayed, whatever. Okay. I got an email last week, and as we're filming and recording this, it is
February.
Yep. I got an email last week that my order is ready to be shipped and they will let me know when it is shipped. So basically, this Christmas gift that I ordered is probably going to be like a St. Patrick's Day gift at this point, because it's ready, but it still hasn't shipped. And I just feel as though that's a little excessive. Am I crazy?
No, I feel like, but in, I guess it hasn't even shipped yet. So that's your problem. But I would also, USPS has just been a disaster for, like, I had someone do an overnight shipping something to me and I got it like 8 days later.
But I do feel as though like a lot of the companies have managed to like catch up with the shipping delays at this point. But and I'm a very patient person, but I just feel as though 2 to 3 months.
That's a bit excessive.
A shipment from the Taylor Swift merch store is slightly excessive. But if that's the issue I'm dealing with right now between your Band-Aids and my earrings not coming, I think we're doing really well this week.
I would say so too. Okay, should we listen to see what our audience is over?
Absolutely. And for you guys who are wanting to be a part of this show, please call us, leave us a voicemail, 562-661-8729. And in just a few minutes or less, let us know what you're over. And we highly recommend that you write out what you're going to say before you call, just so you have your thoughts all lined up. And if you feel comfortable sharing your name and you're over it is not including something illegal, please share your name. We like to connect with you. We have a lot of illegal activity potentially coming through on this phone line.
Oh, do we?
Potentially. Anything is possible.
I'm trying to tell you what I'm over, and that's limited time only things, like, or limited edition, if you want to call it that. But like, why does that have to exist? Like, for example, Trader Joe's truffle dip is just gone. Like, it's gone. It was limited time only, like seasonal, you know? Like, why? Why is it limited to just the Christmas season or the holiday season? And, like, Tums came out with peppermint Tums, okay? Guys know Tums. You definitely do. They're, like, chalky and disgusting. But these peppermint ones taste like candy. But, again, they're limited edition. Like, now, once I finish the bottle, it's gone. And it's, like, next November. Like, why can't I just have peppermint Tums year-round and truffle dip? Like, why do things have to be limited? Why can't we have joy all year? Why are we limiting joy? That's what I'm over. I'm over limiting joy. Thank you for listening.
I love this person.
I think we sound like we would be great friends. I am also over limiting joy. And I to answer your question, I think it's a lot of companies that like want to try something and then they need to like see how it does before they could like roll it out permanently.
Also, like, what is the answer to the reason that McDonald's makes the McRib limited edition? Like,
I don't know. And Lisa and I talk about this a lot too, because Taco Bell just casually switches up their menu all the time and like takes things off that people get all the time. So I guess they don't refer to things as limited edition, but like they just remove things. So like, why wouldn't you just keep it all on? Like, just add new things.
I could not agree more, especially if your bottom line is making a buck. I mean, if this truffle oil or whatever the heck it is, truffle dip is making a lot of money, why won't you leave it on the shelves? Maybe it's seasonal. Maybe truffles are only growing during certain months. But here's what I really want to point out and unpack.
Like, you're going to have to stock up next year.
Our friend just revealed to us that apparently limited edition has hit like the medical world. I had no idea that like why isn't NyQuil doing like a limited edition syrup?
Like, oh, they, you're bringing up the Tums. I was like, what are we talking about?
Like, who knew that Tums was like, are they going to do like pumpkin spice?
Yeah, that's strange to me to hear. I feel like I don't know why they wouldn't have multiple flavors year round just to give options.
Absolutely. But I found it fascinating that like the medicine world is getting in on the action.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. The lab, like mint Tylenol.
What is your favorite limited edition item? Is there anything?
I don't know, because some stuff says it's limited edition, but like you don't know when. I guess my problem with limited edition stuff isn't even that it goes away. It's that you can never find it to begin with.
So
bringing back
true.
To the fucking Dunkaroo cookie dough.
Have you found it yet?
No, because they don't have it anywhere, but they claim they do. But it's like too sporadic between all the stores that you can't rely on it.
Yeah,
they're limiting joy geographically and seasonally.
I can't even tell you how many Costco's Chris and I went to last year, a year and a half ago, to try to find that tub of macaroni and cheese. It's like a 50 or 100 pound tub of mac and cheese that never expires. And we just wanted to get it for like the apocalypse, which obviously is already happening. And we don't have our mac and cheese. And like eventually, when the Band-Aids run out and when the dip runs out, what the hell are we going to do? You know what I mean? I'm really
concerned.
You better
find that fucking mac and cheese.
Oh my gosh. Well, I just want to let our caller know that what you said resonates with us a lot.
I like the phrase limiting joy.
We need to put that on a shirt. Mm-hmm. Don't limit my joy. Okay. Anyways, thank you so much for calling. Again, if you guys want that phone number, it is 562-661-8729. Call us and we promise we will never limit your joy. I feel like that's the perfect segue to jump into our guest today, who is quite literally the most joy-filled person I have ever met in my entire life.
It's true.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
All right, you guys, joining us for the very first time on this podcast and on this channel, if you're watching this on YouTube, is someone that we have known for years. Quite frankly, she is one of the most diehard fans of podcasts that I know. She's a person who actually kind of introduced me to the concept of podcasting. We know her as the national treasure, but the world knows her as Jill Irvin Burris. Welcome to the show.
Or just at Jill.
Jill.
Yeah. Hi, you guys.
Thank Hi. You so much for having me. To say this is an honor is truly an understatement.
Big fans of both of you. Big fans of the medium. Just really excited to be here today.
Oh, wow.
First question, Jill, what is it like being involved with us, doing something on camera when you're not having to wrangle us like two wild cats?
I am just completely out of my comfort zone, honestly, which, you know, is like the name of the game at Clever. It's sort of like what our content has always thrived upon, but I am usually being the one in control with you two being the ones out of control. So, my friends, the tables have officially turned, you know?
Do you miss us?
Of course. One, I don't feel like you're that gone for like all the reasons. Like, clearly we're still like IRL friends, and with all the different social meds, videos, podcasts, I still hear from you all the time. So you don't feel like you've gone too, too far. And in this weird world of not seeing any humans, that part too hasn't really changed, you know, because I don't see anyone.
That it has been so weird just being alone in our apartments for so long now. But I miss sharing an office with you.
Honestly, I know. I miss offices like it's just in
like
general.
Someone to talk to that like always knew the same, like we're always concerned about the same things.
There was our office was like just all chit chat all the time.
That's my favorite part about Jill is that she could like be in the middle of a very important email and I'd be like, oh my God, Jill, as if I have like very important something to add. And it's actually like something really stupid. Be like, oh my God, did you see that this person is dating this person? And she would be like, finish your email. And be like, what? And she'd like get up and be just as passionate about that as she was the email.
So I feel like for a little bit of
zigging
context, for definitely zigging and zagging always, but for a little bit of context for maybe the one person that's listening to this podcast that has no idea what our origin story with Jill is. So Lily and I and Jill all worked together for many years at Clever, and Jill is still the reigning queen at the helm of Clever Style. And Lily and I actually, I mean, Jill, quite frankly, saved our lives when she was hired to wrangle us, like I said, because we are two wild cats. The game was changed. Jill, do you remember what it was like when we all first met? Because I remember our first meeting.
I do too.
It is so vivid. Of course I remember. Oh my gosh, it's just like where to begin. But I definitely specifically know that Jocelyn was in short shorts, running shorts, some top, who knows, and a puffer vest with like eccentric gym shoe, a shoe sock combo that maybe most people wouldn't intend to be together. And then like Lil's was just like cool boots, like cool edgy boots. I feel like you could probably remember the pair. Again, why these things I remember. But again, it's just like you're trying to take the context clues. You're trying to sort of learn more about these people. Of course, I had seen Clever videos. At that point, really, I'd only seen Beauty Break. So all I'd seen you was really from what you're seeing now up. So adding on the other pieces, maybe that's why the shoes registered. I was like putting more of the information together. But well,
to chime in and give everyone context from our perspective, I think we had met with like a couple people already. They were specifically bringing in someone to help us produce our spinoff of Beauty Break that was going to be Beauty Trippin' because we were too busy and just couldn't handle it. And I feel like we had shot something like right before and they're like, oh yeah, you have to come in and meet this person that's coming in for an interview. And we're like, what? Like you didn't even like, it was very last minute that they even told us. And we all pile into this other person's office and he hands us all her resume and we're like looking through and it says that she worked at Ellen for 6 years. And we were like,
why do you want to work?
Why did she want to come here? That was like actually all of our first question. We're like, oh, well, I mean, you can have the job, but like, why do you want it?
And also, you worked on The Fab Life, which was like Chrissy Teigen. We were just talking about this the other day. Wasn't Tyra on that show? And that was like where you came from. You went from like Ellen and Chrissy Teigen to us.
And we were like, lost. Wow.
Listen, the way that that all worked out was so meant to be, obviously. But yeah, my background had been working in talk shows, which, you know, when you think about the segments that go into one long talk show, it's sort of like unscripted.
A bunch of YouTube videos.
Yeah. I mean, it's really not that different. And as far as like, oh, why would I ever want to work with you? I sort of had this amazing opportunity where you guys were exploding. And so it's like, we've got this amazing talent. We've got this amazing idea for a show. We've got these other super successful shows happening. Like, do you want to come in and be part of this thing that's just like taking off beyond our wildest expectations? And it's like, oh my God, who wouldn't want to like jump into that head first and be part of that momentum moment, you know? So,
which
I don't know.
Actually,
it all was meant to be.
Then brings us to what we wanted to discuss in today's episode is some of our most memorable shoots. Jocelyn said that she looked through the playlist earlier and was like, I think I blacked out for years because I don't remember any of these. We did at least 100 episodes that we were in because we celebrated the 100th one by covering ourselves in glitter, which
we did.
Still scarring.
Right. So we did 100 beauty trip-ins. So that was the show, which was the moment you were like, we need more help. And I came in to really help with that. But, and along the way though, made dozens/hundreds of beauty breaks and cheat days too.
Well, so beauty break at least hit 300 episodes that we were involved in. I mean, that is so
insane. Many
episodes.
I mean,
it's crazy.
I've already said during this whole quarantine thing when I'm like, especially like Lisa and I will be getting food and I'm like, remember when we used to go into an office every day? And then I'm like, remember when I used to film stuff every single day? Like, absolutely not. Now I like haven't filmed anything in a month.
Yeah,
grind was real.
So strange.
It was
so
just
strange.
Like I feel like we were in such a rhythm that you couldn't get off.
Yeah, it was a machine.
I'm going to kick it off because I am a truly out of control person. I've curated a short list because right before filming this podcast, recording this podcast, I looked through literally just the playlist only of Beauty Trippin' just to see what the concepts were. And we have done so much weird shit in our lives. And I mean, I would say like the vagina steaming was weird, but that wasn't even like close to being the weirdest thing we did. And I have in my mind like many, many times when Lily and I would be like on camera interacting with a stranger who was very taking their craft of whatever it was very seriously. And we would glance off camera at Jill and she would be like losing her mind, like laughing so hard or trying to keep it together and act professional because this person was so like deeply ingrained in their passion that I was just like, I couldn't even look at Jill because I would just like start peeing my pants because we all knew how ludicrous everything that we were doing was. So I'm just going to go all the way back to the beginning. Lily and I had shot what I like to refer to as a backdoor pilot for Beauty Trippin'. We filmed 2 episodes by ourselves that we just set up and we brought 1 camera operator and 1 audio person with us. And that's when we realized like, we can't really like do this show and produce it at the same time. So Jill gets hired, thank God. And I think the first day or the second day of shooting, we went to have our crystal auras read. Okay. Oh. And, you know, hey, I'm all about if crystal auras are helping you, if that's what you're into, you do it. It's not my jam. It's not my thing. It doesn't work for me. And the reason it doesn't work for me is because the day that we went to have our auras read, the woman
having auras read. I think she was just doing like general
healing.
Crystal healing.
She was healing us. I'm so sorry. Yes. And that's why I shouldn't be doing it because I don't understand it. But she was like giggling, like really profusely, like really getting her giggle on. And we were like, oh, like, what's so funny? And she's like, I'm so sorry. The crystals, they make me feel like this. And I was like,
I'm so high on the crystals.
I was like, oh my gosh. And then we proceed to like lay down and she covers us. And I don't know if it was me or Lily at this point, laying on the bed, just covered in crystals. And then she started like encouraging us to put them into our sacred spaces, like put the crystals in the sacred spaces. And she was most definitely talking about shoving a crystal up our vaginas, which like maybe that works and maybe it produces magical qualities. But at that moment in time, I was like, can't never do this again.
Well,
this is
you
too
left
much.
Out that she was also like over an hour late, that she kept like being like, yeah, I'll be right there. And she would like go to the bathroom for another 20
Wait, no,
minutes.
Wasn't,
and we're
that
like,
was the lady
is she on drugs?
That was the lady who waxed the insides of our noses. She was the one who like wouldn't come out of her closet. Oh. Do you remember that, Jill?
Oh, I do. I do.
Which is funny because nose waxing is actually going viral on TikTok right now.
Oh, is it? Interesting.
We were ahead of that trend.
Just clever. I have a TikTok. You guys should repurpose it.
Oh my gosh. All of that is very, very true. You just met such the cast of characters through that show. I mean, that's putting it lightly. The crystal healer. In her defense, she did say an egg-shaped crystal is what would go up in your sacred space.
Okay.
I'm
still
just
a lot of very new information there.
Would get
how do you get
stuck?
It out?
Yeah.
Are there like some tweezers, some crystal tweezers to like, or do you need it to have a friend to help you with the removal? I don't know. I mean, it's very
sure. No. It's alarming.
When I search beauty tripping, what comes up is the twerking.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which absolutely. I just want to say that after all of my during my whole chiropractic journey, I would be so much better at it now. My body like wouldn't move. Like I couldn't even flex my spine that way before. So I feel like I had an unfair advantage and we should redo it.
I was Lily. Don't a redo can be in our future. Don't worry.
What about you, Jill? What like, cause also, I mean, Beauty Trippin' was not the only show. That's the one I referenced, but
our
we were doing
one has 10 million views.
That's
million?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know.
Sorry for interrupting.
No. That, it's funny. Another one of the ones that have just kept getting so many views over the years was the medical earwax extraction.
Oh, which I am still mad about because I didn't get to go.
I know. Again, Lily, redemption season is in your future.
But that people won't be as mad anymore because they're like, oh, she's been gone for a while. She can be in the episodes again. For a while, it was like, Lily gets all of these done just because she wants them. I was like, well, I came up with the episode and why not?
That's the beauty of the show.
My eyebrows will always be my favorite.
Oh, the microblading. Yeah, no. And that too, I feel like you found that and we did that before it was really sort
trendy.
Of as well known in mainstream as it
totally.
Is now. So
I was trying to think of a word to be like, so not even hipster. Like something what like do people that find things first?
And now that's an example of a person. It's funny. So it's like we've got the crystal healer over here. We have the doctor who did the medical earwax extraction on the other side. And then, you know, like an Audrey Glass, like cool girl, like we're
like
in the middle where you just
like Demi Lovato's brows now.
Yeah, you're like, oh, we never want to leave. Can we come back? We'll do a second video. And we did. So yeah, you really do. It's a cast of characters for sure.
Oh my God. And acupuncture has 9 million.
Another
it's,
friend.
It's crazy. Yeah. And I still see
oh,
him.
Dr. Young.
Yeah. And Josh went to him recently too. It's weird to see which it's like kind of the most basic ones that did the best.
Yeah.
Like chiropractor and acupuncture, it feels like those are pretty universal.
Not as weird as that show got. And like but that was mostly the appeal is the weirdness. So yeah, some of the other ones just I don't know,
Jill,
continue
to
do well.
What would you say your favorite is?
Oh my
or most
gosh.
Memorable?
The ones that you did?
It's impossible to even know where to begin with that question. Because yeah, there were 100, you know? Oh my gosh. The ones, okay.
Oh, I have a favorite that's like not even necessarily because of the episode, but just because of the experience. When we got to go to Canada to go to lunch.
Oh yeah. That was so cool.
That was like the best thing.
Yeah.
The lunch
the traveling
one was
ones
cool.
are always good.
I hate dancing, but like looking back and seeing that we got to learn the dance from Mamma Mia 2 from the choreographers is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. No, the travel ones were the best.
Jill, you were also in the room for like the 100 layers of clothes challenge. Or
I was thinking about it this morning because I was like, oh, I can't wait to chat with them. And I was like, what are so I was trying to think. And I don't know, the beauty tripping ones. I have a few I can share. But 100 layer of clothes really was in my brain this morning, because as many things as we sort of put Jocelyn through, and to something you were saying earlier about me, like almost cracking, it's such a testament to like how good you guys are on camera, how professional, how much you can just like stay in the moment, not make these people feel weird or stupid or whatever. You're like in it. So appreciative of that. And I've only seen like Jaws, I've only seen you break like I can less than one hand of fingers of times. And the 100 layer challenge where she was in, you know, by like item 72 or onto like my husband's wardrobe of clothes that I've brought in. And, you know, you just see her just starting to internally panic, but knowing she can't pull out panic, she needs to take off 72 items before she could be freed, and just being right on the edge of that for like a half hour. I was like, so nervous.
Just I thought
like,
she was going to pass out.
I know. I'm like, if this is what does it, if this is what finally cracks Jocelyn and I'm responsible, like I will not be able to live with myself.
No, I do remember being like, oh, putting on 100 pieces of clothes, freaking who cares? No big deal. That's my job. Great. But then it was like, I honestly think it was like in the 80s and 90s, feeling like I might be crushed to death under the weight of these shirts and whatever else it was that I was wearing. It's actually alarming how heavy clothes are.
And like I was claustrophobic. Like,
oh my gosh. And I was sweating and there were so many layers around my neck. And then I couldn't sit down. I could only fall backwards because I couldn't move. And it's so funny because even Megan was in that episode. And I remember her being
so
like,
funny. I'm crying just thinking about it.
Like, are you okay? Because the thing was, is that at the time, I think it was Jenna Marbles who had made this trend of 100 layers of makeup or 100 layers of nail polish.
And we were like, we don't have time to do that. And our boss's boss was like, why haven't you done 100 layers of anything? And then we decided clothes was the option. Ooh.
And what an option it was.
That was also the video that Grace Helbig had seen and like gave us a shout out for like trying something else that was funny.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. And then Grace ended up doing a bunch of stuff with us. She's so cool.
She is.
Oh my gosh. Those layers. Yeah, Jaws, you couldn't bend your elbows or your knees, like because of the amount of fabric. So it was just like this, it was too good. And by good, like good in the end, like when watching the video, it is funny. But like in the moment, there were moments of terror that just I like still have internalized. So I don't know. But a few other beauty trip-ins too, because I mean, they're all like in my head, I have to pick out. Obviously the travel, the other one that comes to mind is when we were up in Seattle and went out to that farm and we're doing like animal massage. You know, we got a little loose with
bring that
what
up
type
to
of beauty and trips we were going on.
We're like, that makes us feel beautiful inside.
Mm-hmm, and we're there for the massage techniques. You know, it was like a stretch, but worth it. That was another, really fun one. The glitter was another that I just feel like was so good. And again, like, what is this? We flew those women in from London to just fully paint you in glitter.
Wait, no, I have a better one, because do you remember, I guess, was it even kind of the, I guess it was our announcement for the show. Remember when we flew in fish?
From Singapore. Oh my gosh, we flew those fish in from Singapore.
It was like Smash Games wanted to do it, and I had wanted to do it already. And then Matt Robb came into me and was like, so can we split it? And we were like, okay. And then I think they like used them first, and the fish like weren't even hungry anymore, and they were like half dead. But then supposedly we sent them back afterwards.
Supposedly.
Back to Singapore.
I would love to know where those fish are actually existing at the current moment. And then the true redemption was then after all these many years of working so hard, we finally made it to Cabo. We were finally able to go to Mexico, which for some reason had become like the marker of success for us. Like if we could only go to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, then we would have really made it in life.
But it was supposed to be a reward trip, and it ends up being, you're going to go for 3 days and you're going to shoot 12 videos. And
but it was like, really fun. It was really, really fun.
But yes, we did get the actual fish pedicures done. And that was a lot.
Another one, Jill, I want to, like, we've been talking about beauty trip in, beauty break. Get jacked. Okay. I will say that a few of my most memorable experiences, just because they were so ridiculous and you were involved, were on the show Get Jacked. And I think it's because athletes and people in the fitness industry are so passionate about their craft that it really like lent itself to some weird experiences two different times. First time was when Drew and I went to cheerleading school. And it was as if like the people at the cheerleading school thought we were actually like, I was a 35-year-old who wanted to really try out for the cheer team. And the guy leading the school, like we're shooting a video. He fully is like, stop. He looks at me and he's like, stop. Are you here to take this seriously? Are you here to learn how to cheer? Or are you here to mess around for your video? And I was kind of like, I mean, obviously I'm here to make a video. I'm not trying to be an adult cheerleader. And he was like, I don't want to hear you talk for the rest of the time you're here. And I was like, so we're making a silent video. Do you remember, Jill? He wouldn't let 100%. Me speak.
Yeah. No, I was like, tap, tap, tap. To answer that question, yes, in fact, we are here to make to a video. Make a
video, yes.
I'm so glad we clarified that. Yeah, you know, Netflix Cheer, they should really look at like in first season two, casting this gentleman and his, you know, troop of athletes who obviously were amazing and highly talented. But especially too, he had you like running laps, like so much running, because again, cheerleading is super hard cardio, like props to those athletes. But yeah, you know, you're running laps, running. And I'm like, the cameras are everywhere. And it's just like, none of this will be in the video. We're not going to make this a running video. It just was, we were so not on the same page after multiple conversations. We made it through. We got it. Honestly, it's hilarious. That video is really, really, really funny. But yeah, again, another person where it was just...
You guys, I think I forgot that Get Jacked existed. Like, that literally, you said that title and I was like, oh yeah. And then I searched it. I'm like, oh my God. The drum workout in Seattle for the first ever episode. And I pulled a muscle during that. And then I see one with Erin, the electric workout, and she's doing it alone. Do you want to know why she's doing it alone? Because Lily decided that she was drunk and she was going to eat expired SpaghettiOs the night before. I don't think drug eating SpaghettiOs would have been a good plan to begin with, but making them expired really added an edge. And I have never thrown up that much in my life. And I spent the entire time she filmed that episode out of just going back and forth between sleeping and throwing up in front of her car.
But speaking of expired food, Jill, do you remember the time that your mom was in town? Your mom, who's also a goddess, and we went to a yard sale and bought expired biscuit mix and then thought, let's make a show out of eating it. Like, what the heck?
Did you clarify?
Yes. To clarify, it was an estate sale, Jocelyn. We went on to produce a whole show around it. You started it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And we got the biscuits.
Yes. The survival biscuits. They were fucking gross. They tasted like cheese.
They were rations during maybe the fifth. Was it World War II rations or something? Mm-hmm. So the tin was, 60 years old. Yeah. We just cracked that bad boy open and did a taste test.
Uh-huh. We had taken like books and stuff. And I remember like on the way back, we're reading them. And all of a sudden there's like bugs inside the books. Oh,
another one that stands out in thinking about Get Jacked was when Jarrett Sleeper, who by the way was just on this podcast, he's so funny. Jarrett and I are the two like worst people to have in an episode together because it's like one person is like gets up. No, because we're both out of control. It would be like, I'm going to act crazier. And then before you know it, like the whole thing has exploded. So you know what sounded like the best idea? To take Jarrett and I to circus school. Okay. Within 5 minutes of being there, our circus trainers were yelling at us. They were stepping in. They were like, you're not even taking this seriously. You're not really paying attention to the directions. And I was like, yet again, we're here to act like idiots. Like that's what this show is. And they obviously hadn't watched a single episode.
My preference though was when you guys went to the Renaissance Fair.
Oh my gosh.
I thought she was going to Renaissance Fair.
They were so in character the whole time. It's like, I really thoroughly enjoy that episode.
It is so funny and just like underrated. Like it, I remember it was like not getting any views. And it's like, if you watch it, it is LOL worthy the entire
also,
time.
Do you know what is underrated? And it's not actually, because I think it actually did really well. But one of my favorite things that we've ever done and that I was ever responsible for, I think, 24-hour challenge.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so exhausted by the time it started.
Jocelyn went to be like 8:45.
Literally, Jocelyn's like barely says three words in it. She's just like mad the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
I rewatch it though and cry laughing. You two and Lauren in the lip syncing.
I've never seen the video. Lily, I've never seen the part two. I've never seen it.
Why?
I can't watch it.
Why?
Jill, what do you mean? I literally showed someone a few days ago. Like, I show people because I think it's so funny.
As someone who, as everyone knows, isn't often on camera, there are moments, there are times I do it and it is fun
you
and
have
I'm thriving.
To watch it. It's so
and there's
funny.
Times.
It's you guys just like with your basketballs and you have your whole outfits on. And you're just like.
Lily, I take choreography very seriously, and the fact that I didn't have enough time to get that routine together and nail it, I can't watch it. I have enjoyed part one 10 plus times. That video is so well done. Lily, it was one of the ones where it was like, I'm taking this home and editing it, and it's just like amazing. And so, and I of course lived the experience, and the overnight with all my gal pals at the office was fun.
Nope.
Part two, you need
to watch it. It's so funny. It's because also you are not the laughable part of it. It's Lauren that's it's like, perfect. What's going on?
Okay, let's get drinks and watch it, a viewing party together. Because I think alcohol will have to be involved in order for me to turn it on.
Like, I literally just, and I can see you specifically. You have your little tutus on. Oh my God, it's great. Yeah.
I honestly don't recall that at all. I feel like I blacked out for like 2 to 3 years.
And it's the best because Zach and Kenny dance in that one too.
Oh yeah, we had to edit a lot of that out. Probably it was very sensual.
I was very strategic with my music cuts.
But speaking of alcohol, which is one of our favorite sports in real life, we got to talk about Jill's wedding because there was a lot of flowing alcohol there.
That was one of my favorite things we've ever done.
And on Clever, we also had a show called Lunchy Break, which, funny story, the reason we didn't just call it Lunch Break was because there was already a show on YouTube called Lunch Break that our friends had from Wong Fu. And we're like, let's just add a Y and call it Lunchy Break. So that was a thing that happened for many, many years where we would basically just like vlog our meals, but really like then it took a whole other turn.
I was just thinking about this yesterday. Do you remember when they, during a meeting, like had not talked to any of us, higher ups casually mentioned, we don't think we're going to do Lunchy Break anymore. And I went to them afterwards. I go, I edit them. They're like, it's just too expensive and it doesn't do that well. And I was like, all it costs is the food we're eating. And we go to In-N-Out. What are you talking about? I edited. It doesn't cost any money. And it's like, that's like the one show we have for our fans that's like, just like super casual. We could do whatever. And he's like, I don't know. It doesn't really make sense. I'm like, I'm the one doing it. And then we ended up keeping it. And then I wanted to die. But
yeah.
But we got to go to Jill's wedding. We vlogged that experience.
Because also that was our excuse show to like do random other things and be like, well, can we put the food budget towards flights?
And one of my favorite standouts from that video, now just thinking about it, is absolutely your high school dance team coach. What a great dancer. She still is to this day. And if y'all want to see, you got to go watch that video.
Yeah. She's dancing with your husband.
Yep. Fuquay, my high school coach. Again, we cannot show her the part two office video. She would be very disappointed in my skills because I was on the dance team in high school and she's one of my besties still.
Oh my gosh. God. But I will say, like, when you came in, Jill, like you were saying at the beginning of like what was happening in that moment, it was very like weird and surreal, especially for me as someone who had been there since the beginning of Clever to like finally be having like some real exciting success after like 5+ years. And it was all happening so quickly. And like all of our videos were getting like every video was getting like millions of views of us doing like truly the dumbest stuff. And it was such like a special and exciting time. And then you came in and we didn't know you, but then it was like instant and immediate friendship. And I feel like it was really like this special like rainbow unicorn of a moment. And you've worked like so many places and have had such great experiences. But how would you say like this experience has been for you and like working at Clever and being able to have a job where you then make friends? And I think it's unique. Like I didn't realize how unique it was until after, I would say.
It makes me think specifically, Jill, of that time that we had like done way too much together in like a matter of 2 weeks. Like I think we went to like 2 concerts and like we went to like a happy hour and then some other event. And then we like wanted to go to Vegas to see Halsey, and her husband calls and they get in a fight, but not because she was like not doing things with him. It was that he like wasn't invited to come hang out with us.
Yeah, it's like one more thing. What? Okay, I want to go to Vegas.
It wasn't like, no, hang out with me. It was like, but I want to go. And she's like, you wouldn't, no, you shouldn't come to this. It wouldn't be fun for you.
Totally. Yeah, no, that's not new for him. But yeah, I mean, Jaws, to answer your question too, I think for me, my background prior to Clever had been in television, which, you know, I hadn't known I wanted to do since high school, and had tons of great jobs, worked at so many great shows, and I valued that experience greatly. But jumping into digital, where you're just, there's
no rules.
No rules, for better or for worse, so much fewer resources and people, but to the point that it was a great thing. Cause it was like, oh, I have this one weird kind of stupid idea that maybe in another situation I'd pitch in a meeting and it would go away in a second. But it's like, well, I'm kind of the one who gets to just do what I want to do. And to have the ability to just like have an idea, make it in a week or two, edit it, get it, you know, have that turnaround happen so fast, get immediate reaction from the audience, get the comments, see what they're saying, yada, yada. Like, obviously that's just digital in general, but that satisfaction was just such a huge change that I loved it. And I was just immediately sort of addicted to the way the world worked. And of course, you know, working alongside such a small, tight-knit, super talented team is like what makes that enjoyable, because otherwise it wouldn't be. But yeah, I think the fast friendships, you know, everyone being a new person coming into something so well established, people being there for so long, to be new, like maybe could have seemed intimidating, but you know, everyone's so nice, so down to earth, so scrappy, no egos. It's not like, oh, I don't do that or this or that or the way things work in other areas of entertainment. It's like, oh, no, we're all just digital creators. That means we all wear a million hats. We all have ideas. You know, it wasn't like just, you know, we'd all be able to collaborate every single day. I mean, it's just like the most rewarding creative environment.
And you actually, you know what? You actually have a career that I feel like a lot of people, I mean, I have people that reach out to me, and I'm sure to you all the time, like, I want to pick your brain about X, Y, and Z. The brain picking. My brain is gone. Okay. I have no brain left.
Stop.
No, you can't. You can't pick it unless you bring me something. Okay. But you do really have a career that I feel like so many young people, or like not young people, aspire to. And I mean, I like to think that a lot of your success is attributed not just to your hard work, but also your positive attitude. Because you're the most positive person ever. Even like literally, like the company was quite literally falling apart. Not an overstatement. And you were like, hey, yeah, I don't know. It's my dad's 60th birthday. I'm just going to go to Palm Springs. I'll see you guys on Monday. And I remember I was just like, yeah, that's a good idea. Cause I'm like of the same kind of thought. But like, what is your advice that you give to young people who want to successfully run a YouTube brand or just be involved in this digital world in some capacity?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the positivity queen trying to say anyone else is like nearly as, you know, glass half full. I will only take as the utmost confidence or compliment, not confidence, utmost compliment. Yeah. So thinking about, you know, people that want to work in this industry, and I totally understand why, because it is just fun, a lot of hard work, but super fun. And I think, you know, my advice to anyone sort of in that entry level role, or, you know, someone who's trying to break in, is just be really, really good at doing the small stuff. You know, I think you think about what some job might be, and it's like, I'm going to go in, I'm going to get to do all these cool things. I'm going to get to work with celebrities or like get to hang out with Jocelyn and Lily and whatever that is. It'll get there. But first things first, it's, you know, whether you're organizing mail or doing lunch runs or doing, you know, the different things that every production needs to make happen, be really detail oriented, be really positive about those tasks that we all know it's hard to be, maybe be positive about. But I think to have that good attitude, to be eager, to do the small things well, that's absolutely how you just start getting promoted or getting those other experiences, getting to hang with Jocelyn and Lily on set or what have you. It's this idea of like, oh, wait. And Lils, I feel like this is your story as an internet clever too. It's like, wait, what? She didn't mess that up. She did it really, really well, really quickly. And it's perfect. Okay. Yeah. Give her more to do. What? Well, she can do more? Give her more.
Exactly. I think with entry level things, especially in entertainment, a lot of the time people aren't expecting much from you. They're like, they hired you to do some research, but like, they don't need the research that badly. There's like, I mean, when I was an intern, they would do stuff to like, they'd give me things to keep me busy. And it was like, they wanted me to learn, but it's like, if they were busy, the last thing they need to do is like spend their time teaching me to do something. So then Joss always says the reason I got hired was because of the Comic-Con binder that I made research wise. Cause it wasn't just like, oh, this is the movie that's coming out. I was like, here are all of your maps from your hotel. You go here from here. This is color coded and you do this. And I was like, well, I was bored and I had nothing else to do. So I might as well put a lot of effort into that. They didn't give me anything else. No, I and won maybe- after that. Then you just are like, oh, she's a competent human. Let's give her more stuff. And then when I was bored, I would just find stuff to do. But that's also when you're at like a very, because we talked about, Lisa and I just talked about this the other day about being in the Hollywood office. It was so small and there was like none of, like, it was like me as an intern and then like five other people on that floor. So it was much easier once I got hired to be proactive and do stuff because like I knew everyone really well and I also was comfortable like making thumbnails or like posting something on Facebook that I didn't have to like get approval for. But I think that's just doing the little stuff well. And then when you start to get more stuff, just like being very proactive and keeping up that momentum.
Yeah. I think that's good advice, honestly, for any industry too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yes, this digital or creator world or entertainment, but it's, you know, it's not rocket science. It's just like, be thoughtful, do a good job, have a good attitude about it. Be someone people want to be around. Cause at the end of the day,
that's the
working
key.
Long hours. Like
I always say that like,
it's important
at the end of the day. If you had a few different applicants and one of them was like super skilled, but like no one wants to work with them. And one of them was like, they could probably learn it and was really cool. You're going to go with the really cool person because you don't want to spend 9 hours straight with a miserable asshole.
Yeah.
That was going to be my advice. Things. Just don't be an a-hole. Like that is literally, Jill and I were talking about this recently and I told her 1000%. The only reason I got a start in this entertainment biz is because I was just easy to work with. Like I would show up on time and I was like friendly because I was not good. Okay. I had a lot to learn. I was very green. And if VHS tapes were still a thing, I would show you the footage. But that's how old I am. I'm a literal dinosaur and we don't have time to transfer it to digital. So I think just like having a positive attitude and like you guys said, being someone people want to be around is everything. Last thing I want to say is someone that popped into my mind that I want to give a shout out to is this guy that we worked with. There's a few guys we worked with for many years. One is this guy named Peter, who is just a gem of a human being who still to this day.
He just reached out to offer to get the Christmas tree out of my apartment.
Stop.
Yep.
I mean, there you go.
That's the kind of guy he is. He's like, oh, are you guys okay? Always offering us waters. And the other person I have to give a shout out to, the only reason I was eating any food for like 5 years, his name is Paul Blood. And every day he used to order me like 4 sides of vegetables. He'd be like, you didn't put in a lunch order. I know you're really busy, but I had to submit it. So I just got you 4 sides of broccoli. I know that's what you want. And I was like, oh my gosh, be still my heart. And when he left, it was one of the saddest days of all time.
Because James both used to do that for me too. They'd be like, you didn't send anything, but it was simple things. So I got you a chicken pot pie just in case.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Well, I feel like we could go on and on on reminiscing forever.
On and on and on. Yeah, I mean, literally, there's 300 stories. If there's 300 videos, it's endless.
Oh, I did have one that popped into my head that was just like the most absurd thing ever that you are at the forefront of for me. When we bought the Szechuan sauce,
yes,
off Craigslist, and Jill is like on her phone, like texting three different people, and we're trying to like negotiate this $100 fucking. Where was it even from? McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's. Mm-hmm. The Rick and Morty Szechuan sauce.
Yeah, and then we had to go to the Century City Mall. It was such a joke.
I was there on Monday, 2 days ago, and I looked at the table. I was like, that's where the Szechuan deal went down.
And we were like, what are you going to do with the money? And the girl was like, put it towards college.
And then I was like, can we give her more? 250 maybe wasn't enough for one packet of sauce. Like, it sent me into a bit of a tailspin. But
gosh, that's so funny.
Every day was different. Every day. And that is what I love about production and anyone wanting to, you know, get into this industry. There are no 2 days that are the same. There's, you know, there's a lot of tedious work. There's a lot of being in the weeds. It's work for sure. But no 2 days are the same. You're always getting into something new.
And it always made it easier to film when there's a bunch of people around because everyone's like energy is feeding off each other. I think when I'm alone, I'm just like, oh. That's what I miss most about being in an office.
Yeah. No, the camaraderie, you know, you two are just some of like the best people ever. And I mean, obviously everyone listening to this knows that. But I just feel so lucky to have gotten that opportunity and to become such good friends with you guys. I mean, to be honest, I am now in a stage of my life, which is a no new friends policy.
We slipped in,
and I basically had to cap it because it's just,
but also you know, that's because you have too many friends. Like you should have capped it before us.
Well, listen, maybe I did. And then you were too compelling and you both snuck in at the buzzer.
I don't know how we made it through to the wedding.
No, but I do. Oh my gosh. You were like family at that point. We were spending like 60 hours a week together. I mean, if you guys weren't there, that would have been weird. It's like, actually, I spent more time with you than my husband.
That was one of the strangest experiences because to go to a wedding where everyone knew who we were because it's like, that's Jill's work. So she has showed them all, but we literally are like, hi, nice to meet you.
Oh my God. You guys were celebs. That
was one of my favorite weddings I've ever been to. It was so fun, the most like close knit, like everyone just had the best time.
There was a lot of glow sticks, a lot of glow sticks.
Oh, yeah. There were.
Yeah.
There was a lot of white wine. There was a lot flowing. There was oh my gosh. Also, Jill had her wedding and then there was like the best idea of all time, which was like to take a 2-hour hiatus for the guests. So we left her wedding and with some friends at Kendall and her husband, we went to drink more and maybe have some snacks. We went to a restaurant just to like pregame before your wedding reception. That is what kind of wedding it was. It was so fun and also very civilized. No one was like too out of control. It was just the right amount.
But I do remember we got yelled at for expensing that lunch before the wedding because we paid for Kendall and her husband too.
It's an entertainment industry.
This feels a little expensive. But we're like, oh no, I was just really...
We were just really, really hungry. I'm so sorry. The main thing I miss about Clever is the people. It was so fun being in that environment and like having it actually be a job that you got paid for. It felt very much like, in many ways, like a hobby, in some ways like a job. But I miss At Jill the most because she was just such a spark of joy. So this has been very, very fun. And thank you for coming on. Will you stick around for our last segment, Jill?
I would love to. I mean, honestly, you're going to have to like really work hard to get me to leave this Zoom call, which is pretty easy. It's like a click, but I would never go if you didn't make me. I love you both so much. I'm just like, again, thank you so much for having me. And I just miss you. And this opportunity to get to hang out has been the best.
Well, we're going to have to
see you in real life again soon.
No, it's true. Well, it's not over. The party's not over because
the party's
we're moving
not
on.
Over. No, I know.
We're moving on to our final segment.
So long, farewell. I hate us so much more now.
Okay, so the final segment of this show is called Farewell. It is where we share something and say farewell. Farewell. Get it? Lily hates it. I love it. What's new? So we like to end this show on a positive note by sharing literally anything that brought us joy in the previous week. It can be something big or small, anything in between. Just whatever sparks joy for you. Lily, do you want to kick us off?
Sure. Mine sparked joy, but it also brought me just so many emotions that I was sobbing. Have you seen Clouds?
Oh, the movie with Sabrina Carpenter?
Yes.
No, I haven't. Isn't it about dying?
Justin Baldoni directed it, and I just love him. And he just seems like the best person ever. And I always see him doing TikToks where it's him duetting people that are like, okay, everyone told me that I should watch Clouds, and I'm going to like not cry during it. And then it's like them doing progress updates, and by the end they're bawling. And he's always laughing like, yeah, thought so. Absolutely. But oh my God, it's on Disney Plus if anyone wants to watch it. And I was telling Lisa, it's not even like just crying during the sad parts. Like you cry during the really sweet parts too. And there's so many sweet parts, and it's just so sad and so sweet. And
is that the guy that Sabrina Carpenter is now rumored to be dating?
I don't know. Well, so basically it's based on a true story, and she plays the friend of a kid that had died from cancer, but he wrote a song with her, right? Or I guess he wrote the song that she performs it with him right before he died. And the movie just like shows their entire like
little
process.
But well, spoiler alert, the kid dies in the movie.
Well, you know, though, because and then in real life, the song, like, I guess, got downloaded like millions of times and was number one on iTunes. And
oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, really okay, I'll have to check that out at some point when I have a lot of emotions to release.
I needed a good cry.
What about you, Jill? Besides your still brand new baby daughter, Lucy.
Who's the cutest thing I've ever seen? The eyes? What's going on?
It's crazy. They're not mine, as you can tell. Yes. No, she is just a blue-eyed baby. They're exactly like Brayman. So that's where she gets that. Yes, Lucy, of course. She's 13 months old and brings me lots of joy every day. Actually, this morning she said, I love you for the first time. So I mean, like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
To be honest, that's not going to be my farewell, even though I guess it could have been maybe higher of importance of what I'm about to mention. I know that would be plenty but the thing I'm just still over the moon about is this week over at Clever, we shot a video with Tayshia Adams, the Bachelorette.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I mean, it's Bachelor season, so
that would trump your baby saying I love you for the first time.
Exactly right. It's Bachelor season. We didn't get to bring it up, so this is now my last possible moment to get to interject a Bachelorism. I mean, she was so wonderful.
She's
looks
gorgeous.
Like a
Disney
princess come to life. Also, like, you know, sometimes you guys know working with celebrities a million times over, they're like in and out and we got to go here and we're whizzing around. She was like on set hanging out for like 2 hours. No joke.
I love that.
So just know that she is just precious and awesome and talented. And that was just such a fun thing to get to be able to do.
I'm so bummed that we didn't even get to dive into like all of the Bachelor Nation experience. We have had a lot of effing Bachelor Nation experiences.
Yes,
I was just talking about that with someone the other day, and because the after shows, and we also had the 13 Reasons Why after show, and I was drunk for all of them.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. If you guys are in like the Bachelor Nation fandom, absolutely go rewatch True Showmance,
Facebook, I believe.
Corinne, Corinne when she came in and like suddenly she was like just hammered and we didn't even know what had happened. We were like, how did this occur? Is she drinking whiskey in the bathroom? What's going on? Oh my gosh. Wow. Memories. Yeah. Well, I think that is super, super fitting. And I love Tayshia and I feel like she's probably the most beautiful human being in person.
She is. She really was. And just like as sweet and wonderful as you would hope. So I'm really happy to report that.
Was that Clark there as well? Her fiance?
You know, he was not on set. He wasn't part of the shoot. We were doing like an outfits video. But he came to pick her up and I had to go down to validate the parking.
Stop.
So I got to see Zach IRL as well. And they're just
is he really tall? Is he really tall? Did he get out of the car?
No, he was seated in the vehicle the whole time, but Tayshia was a bit taller than we had guessed. Cause like, you know how people are just like so mini on TV.
Yes.
He was, I think 5'7" and he is 6'1". So that seems just like perfectly normal. Not too tall, not too short sizes for both people.
Perfect bachelor sizes. Yes. Perfect for bachelor. Yeah. Absolutely.
I just remember being in an event one time and me and Jill were going to the bathroom and she saw Ari from The Bachelor and his
and Lauren
Lauren and literally it's just like she's like freaking out. We're like, it was, we were there with Kelsey and Kelsey's like, do you want, should we go say something, should we go get them? And we're like, Jill's like, no don't say anything, it's too embarrassing, I don't want to meet them.
Yeah, it's like zero Jill's chill while also fan. Being like, I can't go anywhere near them because like I don't want to be that person, but like my internal freak out is like off the charts.
Oh, it's great.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I'll go last. And this is something that I hope resonates with both of you. I know that I am the most elderly in this group chat right now, but however, as a child of the 90s, I think we can all relate to this. That is the fact that Dolls Kill, you know, the website that sells like sexual clothing for raves and things, they're also selling an entire collection, an entire portion of their website is dedicated to Delia's. The Delia's catalog has come back to life.
Wow. It's
literally all of the same clothes that I wore in seventh and eighth grade are now back in style. So Delia's has been resurrected and you best believe a PR package is on its way to my house. And I'm about to wear some platform Mary Janes.
Oh my God. And you unlocked some memories there. I don't think I ever ordered it, but my sister, I can even remember the house we lived in when she did, and she'd get the catalog in the mail. And yep.
My mom would never let me have such delicacies like the Delia's catalog. So it's almost as if now at age 38,
I'm living
my unfulfilled 13-year-old dreams of getting like a sheer shirt with a daisy on the front.
You should.
And like a nice low-rise loose denim pant with a bucket hat, which you already know I'm into. I love accessories. What can I say?
See, I think by the time I was aged enough to wear all of those, they had them unlimited too.
Another amazing
I dabbled
place.
In both. Yes. Delia's and Limited too.
Is the Limited totally out of business now?
I don't know. It's been a minute.
Like they should bring, if they did another like a capsule thing where they brought back, it would do well.
I would buy all the inflatable couches. That's what I have to say.
Oh my God.
Jill, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us. You absolutely do not ever need to leave this Zoom call. We can leave it open for you and you alone until the end of all time. But for people who want to follow you, you are at Jill.
Yep.
Quite literally. You have the first name.
And she has a Twitter, but she doesn't really use it.
Yeah, and that is much. The at Jill on Instagram is where I'm at. You know, we're still making our vids over at Clever Style, having fun there. So, you know, you'll never know, from time to time, you might catch me over there as well.
Well, I'm still trying to vie for a Jill show. I think you need your own show. Mm-hmm. I think it needs to be like a podcast or a talk show of some sort.
You know,
the powers that be, the people that are listening. Also, John Mayer, if you are watching and listening to this podcast, which I'm sure you are, our friend at Jill has been trying to meet you now for a solid 10 years. She has a shirt that she wears very specifically anytime she thinks she might be in a close proximity to you. So, please just hit our girl up. She would love that.
Hit me up. Yep. This was honestly such a pleasure. I don't know how soon is too soon to have me back, but before that, I would like to be here. So just, I'm available anytime.
Sounds fantastic. Good. Wonderful. And for you guys listening and watching, if you are new here, please subscribe. Please rate us 5 stars. Leave us a review so that more people can find us, because that's how people find podcasts. And if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment and let us know what your favorite video was from our entire narrative at Clever. And there's a lot of content. Go back and watch and enjoy.
Just a quick pick. What's your fave?
Yep, please. That's going to be a fun walk down memory lane, scrolling through those.
Absolutely. And with that, friends, this show is over. Goodbye.
Farewell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.